Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, gang. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yes, it is quite toasty, and we got thunderstorms that are going to be rolling in. Well, they're expected now. Give them a few moments, I suppose, but they could be problematic as we head through the evening and the overnight and what have you. Yes, I'm at the moment taking a look at the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition. The nomination phase is open. As you know, I am going to be annoying you, thoroughly annoying and obnoxious and a pain in your rear end until, well, what is it, June the 4th is when the nomination period closes, right? Yeah, June the 4th. So here's what I need you to do. Go to go.richmond.com/thebest. Go.richmond/thebest. Go.richmond.com/thebest. This weekend, I promise, I will be putting together my full endorsement list. My suggestion, you, of course, are always welcome to do something other than what I suggest, except in one category, and that is Best Afternoon Radio Show, where clearly you need to be voting for The Jeff Katz Show. The Jeff Katz Show as Best Afternoon Radio Show. I know it's 5 years in a row that I have been blessed to have won it. I'd like to win it in year six. And if I'm still here when year seven comes around, then yes, I would like to win it then. Why? It's not like I'm expanding the studio. Maybe I'll get an office someday. I don't know, but not the studio. And so I simply rotate the beautiful plaques each year. But if you win 7 years in a row, you're retired. It's like they hang your jersey from the rafters. So I would like to get to that point. In fact, I mentioned to Heidi this morning. I said, don't forget, you got to go online. Why? I said, you have to go to go.richmond.com/thebest. Is it time for that again? Which is, you know, kind of how she used to treat my amorous advances. But anyway, no, I digress. So go.richmond.com/thebest. And I said, yes, it is. And she said, well, I thought you were done. I said, well, no, it's not 5 years in a row. You have to do it 7 years in a row. Well, you better get that because I'm getting sick and tired of doing this. Okay, well, that's fine. So let's win it this year, see about next year, and then be retired. And then they give you a super duper, you're retired, you can no longer compete plaque, which I think replaces all the other plaques, and that's pretty cool. But I am looking at a lot of my friends who are on the list already, and of course supporting them. They're just so many. So once again, this weekend, I promise I will be putting together a full list. I'll get it all over social media, and you may take my advice or ignore my advice in any of those areas except for Best Afternoon Radio Show. And then I promise, once we get through the voting portion of it, then I'll leave you alone for another year. Okay? All right. So that's the deal. Now, Medicaid, Medicare. Oh, I can't believe we're going to talk about this. I know. But the folks who have got an agenda, they conflate these. And they do it intentionally. The folks who also conflate, as an example, immigration and illegal immigration. World of difference here, kids. So there is a world of difference between Medicaid and Medicare. Do you know what the difference is? Maybe yes, maybe no. Medicaid, which absolutely will have some new regulations and some actual cuts imposed if President Trump's one big beautiful bill passes, is a program that deals with people who are low income. Medicare is designed for the elderly and those under 65 with serious disabilities. Medicaid would have some new regulations, including a verification of your address. Does that seem onerous? I mean, if in fact we, the people, are going to provide money to you because you've told us, hey, I don't make enough money, I can't afford health care, I can't get to my doctor, I'm going to become ill, so I'm asking for help. I don't know about you. I'm perfectly happy to help. In fact, I will be, not to brag, but I'll be one of the first people in line to help you. However, if you are ripping people off, sorry, not interested. Not interested. If you can't verify your address, why would we be providing money to you? How do we know you're a real person? The other thing is this, for Medicaid, there's also a part of this one big beautiful bill that says instead of once a year, there would be twice yearly verifications. That is outrageous. Is it? My kids have attended Hanover County Public Schools for years. Your kids have attended whatever school division you happen to be in for however long they've been in there. Do you not get a regular email or letter of some sort that says, hey, you got to show us your address again. We have to prove your residency. I don't think that's outrageous at all. I mean, I really don't. I really don't. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. What else would be going into some of these new regulations for Medicaid? Well, remember, Medicaid is for people who don't have a big income. They are low-income folks. They might be unemployed or they might not. But for those who are unemployed, there would be a new requirement that you have to have, if you are able-bodied, some sort of employment. So they are not saying to, oh, I don't know, someone like Julia. Ah, really? They're not going to tell Julia to go get a job? Well, I mean, you can tell Julia to go get a job. And hell, if you get an answer from Julia, you let me know because I'd like to hear it. But no, they're not going to demand that Julia look for some sort of employment. Julia, developmentally, is 18 months old. Interesting. Now, a few other things. When you talk about employment, Jeff, what sort of employment? You're telling these people, man, they haven't worked in years. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying they got to go work 40, 50, 60 hours a week? No, you're going to have to work 80 hours a month. Oh, well, that doesn't seem bad. But what if they can't find a job? What about some sort of educational program? Well, that doesn't seem outrageous. Wouldn't that be a good deal for you? I mean, look, I love education. I really do. If I were to win the lottery tomorrow, and I think that's the plan, I got to check with Heidi, but I think that's the plan. So let's say I win the lottery tomorrow. Here's what I do. Whatever bills I've got or family and friends have got, yeah, go in there and wipe them out just to give everybody sort of a nice clean slate. But then number two, actually it's going to be number one, and the bills probably be number two. But number one or number two, I do that. And then either number one or number two, I set up a nonprofit that helps special needs folks in our community. That's what I do. And then for personal activity, you know what I go? What I do? I'm going back to school. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to get my doctorate in psychology. That's what I'm going to do if I win the lottery. I love education. And I love being, you know, edumacated by people. I like it when people teach me things. I love this. So, yeah, I would go. Now, not a PhD. A PhD in psychology is, it's all research stuff, and I'm not about to go invent a brand new Skinner box, you know? No, the PsyD, the doctorate of psychology, that's like actual practice. That's legitimately helping people, and that's kind of where I'm drawn. But I'm just telling you, as you hear the horror stories about Medicare and Medicaid, and they're conflating the two intentionally, and they're telling you it's designed to do one or the other. Please, take a moment and examine it before you listen to the crazy leftists who, let's not kid ourselves, they hate you anyway, or the legacy news media hacks, and let's not kid ourselves, they hate us as well. But before you listen to them, investigate for yourself, and you will see it is very, very, very different. All right, coming up at 4:35, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who, you know, on Saturday mornings hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's right on this radio station, as a matter of fact. It is called, that's right, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It's good, good stuff. And Stan will be with us. We'll do a little chat about automobiles and have some fun. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. You know, sometimes I get caught, don't I? I get caught like mid-chuckle, and I know people don't believe that Jeremy is a real live boy, but he is. And so Jeremy has this habit of sending me texts and messages, which are very, very funny. But there should be some sort of warning, Germ. I mean, I warn people before I subject them to MSNBC as an example, right? You just do one of these. I warn people to take a sip of a beverage now so that you don't do a spit take. And our, you know, company laptops, I can't do a spit take on that. People are complaining about Windows 10. We have Etch-a-Sketch 1. I don't know that, anyway. But I said that what I would do if I won the lottery, personally, I go back to school. I would. I'd get a doctorate in psychology. That's exactly what I would do. And then Germ suggested, well, why don't you just write another book or two, and then colleges will just start giving you a bunch of honorary doctorate degrees. I am available, by the way, for any college that is, you know, interested. I didn't say desperate. Desperate has an ugly ring to it. But interested, I would gladly accept an honorary doctorate from your, what do you call it?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your college, your university. Seriously, I would. Absolutely. Yeah, I would take that. And then I'll give a speech, too. So, see, it works all the way around. It's good stuff. Hey, coming up at 4:35, we have my dear friend, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week you will find either at Certified Auto Repair, which I must tell you is nominated as the best auto repair facility in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best Of competition right now, or Arts Automotive Service. And I don't know if that's that location has been nominated as well, or if it's simply like the Certified umbrella. But I know Certified is nominated because I just re-nominated them. And that's what you're going to do when you go there. Pretty much everybody you're interested in has been nominated at this point. We're like 5 days into it, so everybody's gotten the nominations that they think are appropriate up there. Now, if you look at something, again, aside from Best Afternoon Radio Show, and you think, oh, there's somebody missing, then you can do that. The nominations, clearly, for Best Afternoon Radio Show need nothing else, I don't think. But Jeff Katz Show WRBA is up there, and it would, in fact, be great, 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 great for you to to support me. That's all. That's all I'm saying. All right. Another weather alert just issued a moment ago. Severe thunderstorm watches and warnings now have been issued throughout central Virginia. That's coming from our friend Matt DiNardo over there at 8 News and Storm Tracker 8. So again, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings now in effect for all of central Virginia. I don't see an end time on that. It looks like it's, well, I guess through the overnight. I'll keep you advised. Oh, wait a minute. Also a flood warning being issued for some areas as well. I'll get all the details together for you, I promise you that, and share them with you as soon as I have them all compiled appropriately. Coming up at 5:35, dear friend of mine who really has given talk radio respectability that we never would have had otherwise, Michael Harrison will be with us. It's great stuff. Oh, and don't forget, head on over to WRBA.com, download and listen, download and share everything that I talk about. Every single segment is up there. Download it, listen, share, WRBA.com. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. .435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, it is, and we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I'm just slightly distracted here. No, because I'm looking at this particular website, go.richmond.com/the best. I am nominating Certified Auto Repair as best car repair shop in all of Central Virginia. And I would urge you to do the same. Again, you go to go.richmond.com/the best. And also, obviously, the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show. All right. Now, I mentioned Certified Auto Repair. I mentioned Arts Automotive Service. Clearly, I have to mention Stan Andruski, who is the guy behind both of those operations. My brother from another mother, who joins us on Friday afternoons. And then on Saturday mornings, gives up an hour to come in and answer all sorts of great car questions and have a little fun as well on his show. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, happy Friday. I love self high fives all the way around. Love talking about the shows, and the nomination is phenomenal. Thank you for feeling like we're doing a good enough job to for your repairs to do that. I know I'm your friend, but I know you're sincere, and I know if I sucked, you wouldn't do it. So thank you very much for that.
That is all correct, sir. You are absolutely correct, and not to worry. There's nobody there that's doing less than stellar work. How do you keep up the quality levels? Because you and I have spent so much time together chatting about things. I mean, a lot of big things. But some of this always comes back to the quality that you've been able to attract and maintain with techs and service advisors. That can't possibly be easy.
No, matter of fact, it's one of the hardest things that you see in shops. And as I coach other shop owners, it's how do I help my people get to this level, or how do I find people that can take care of customers that well, right? Kind of like the Chick-fil-A mentality, which is what Megan always had planned for our stores. Is we walk in, we want to treat you with a smile like Chick-fil-A and get you done quickly and correctly, right? Everything's right most of the time. You don't have issues at Chick-fil-A with anything, really. I don't remember a time they've got anything wrong. Maybe it's happened, but it's just rare, right? So a lot of it is understanding people and then encouraging people and showing them how they can be. We never try for perfection ever. It's never been this thing of we need to be perfect. It's just excellence, right? What do you look at in an industry that you consider excellent? And I readily ask our employees that. What to you is something that you would, how would you want to be treated when you walk into a place? Or if they have a bad experience, what would you have done if you were that waitress or waiter or that person? And I do that a lot because what it does is it practically allows people to understand you're not just working on a car here. This is a person on the other side that deserves to be treated with respect. And they could bring their car anywhere in Richmond, but they're trusting us. Mm-hmm. And the people who worked here before you and me and Megan for the last, you know, for me in automotive industry over 30 years, I worked to be able to have that kind of rapport and that kind of trust with people, and they respect it when I put in that perspective, right? They respect it a lot. Yeah. So that's kind of how we do it. You know, I thought that coaching would be more about numbers and, you know, and how do we run our shop, right, and balance sheets, and how do we keep our customers' costs down and parts and negotiations. It's all of that. But the other thing it is it's a lot of people and understanding people. Yeah. Most of us are not challenged in the correct way in our workplace every day to make us better, and that's really what we try to do over at Certified and Arts. We show people that they can do a lot more than they thought they could. We show them how, and then we allow them to start giving back in a way that's even more rewarding than just achieving it yourself. So when you can start giving back to customers and other employees who might be getting trained by you, it's a very rewarding process. So that's just a little bit of kind of how we look at it and how we train.
I love that. I really do. I've admired that for many years. I mean, you have had these chats, as I said, throughout the years. But it's such a mindset that you bring to it. And yes, of course, we want our cars serviced. We want as good a price as we can get. But it is the professionalism. It's the attitude that I believe really does set Certified in Arts apart. And that idea that you're dealing with people who are, number one, they're not looking to rip you off. That you guys in the auto repair side of the world, man, you've gotten, I think, pretty much a bum rap throughout the years, and a lot of us who don't fully understand it. And then sometimes we come up with these crazy ideas like, look, I bought this muffler off of eBay. I'm bringing it in here. You just put it on. It'll be fine. And it's like, yeah, you don't exactly walk into the restaurant and say, hey, I got a cow out back. Just turn it into steaks. We'll all be good, right?
And make sure it tastes well, you know, and it goes along good with it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's exactly the point. I think a lot of times people get out there and they would see that part and not realize that part, even though it looks the same, is not. And people do sometimes learn it the hard way when they do that. We have some listeners who have called us over the years who have put in converters on and things like that, and they end up setting a check engine light. And, you know, they say, well, you know, that they keep saying it's a catalyst efficiency code and there's all this thing, so I'm going to check into this. And I said, no, every time it's a catalyst efficiency code, it's a converter. Now, you get in there, you start doing the research, and GM and Ford and Toyota, every name brand says, no, it could be all these other things. It's always the converter is inefficient. Mm-hmm. And so we have them buy a new converter aftermarket. It's not the correct converter, or it's not made well, and they end up having the same problem again, and then they end up having to bring it back, get it diagnosed correctly, the correct part, and then they're stuck with a boat weight for whatever they bought. And so not only that, being able to provide warranties, you know, I encourage shops all across the country to push your vendors. If your parts are this good and you want us to buy from you, then back those parts up on our customers' cars. And then you start realizing that a lot of those parts are also making factory parts. Chevy doesn't make their own connecting rods, their own pistons, their own ball joints. There's another company, a lot of times it's TRW for the suspension, things like that, who make them for them. And that's every company out there. And so once you realize that, you start understanding that you can teach those things to people, and customers need to understand that the parts are not one and the same. Yeah. We can get very good parts. We can back them up with warranty. And that's what we do. Like, you're going to get a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty minimum on our stuff. And we have longer warranties on many other repairs right now that are even longer than that. So we've been able to achieve that because a part outside is not the same thing as what you'll get through us. And you're exactly right. Outback steak might cost them, and I'm just not trying to pick on Outback, pick any steak company. Maybe one week it cost them, you know, $15 for that steak, and the next week it cost them $5. A lot of times those restaurants will not change it because that's their profit. They've made a little money for a week or two. Mm-hmm. We encourage that if it drops down like that, that we drop the prices down for the customers as well. Why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. It's things like that. That's how we think the business side of things and taking care of people and trying to separate the, I don't know, sort of the wizardry when you walk into a shop of feeling like you're going to be left out, or you're not going to be explained in a way that you can understand something. So you feel like maybe somebody's screwing you over. We try to get rid of that. We try to standardize the industry and make it easier for people, not harder.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a great job. And I think a big part of it, last number of years, as you have hosted every Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski, taking an hour out of your day, taking an hour away from your massive estate to come in and answer a couple of car questions, things of that sort. What do you have planned for tomorrow? Is there anything in particular you think we ought to be hitting on?
Yes, 100%. And let me just say this. You've been with me for every step. And so I wanted to say thank you. You know, it's in the garage of Stan Andruski. We know on the page, on the Facebook page, says, and Jeff. Because Jeff has been with, even when I didn't understand which buttons to push, how the whole industry worked, I just wanted to help people. And Jeff's like, come here, let me teach you something, young fella. So I appreciate you being there so much. I will say this, you know, we continually, and I don't know how long I'll have to talk about this, but we, even this past week, I know you've seen it on the some of the text messages and everything we're getting, it's there's over and over and over questions talking about, you know, maintenance and when do I actually do it? And yep. That's one big problem with this industry. There is no set of standards for the automotive industry out there. And the only people you have to really trust is finding a good station who has people that have worked on cars for a number of years. And then realistically, they're your experts on it. The proof of the pudding is in them. They have a good reputation. They take care of people and they fix every car that comes in. That's your expert. There's no, you know, traffic department of transportation that's an expert. There's nobody out there that's an expert on cars besides your mechanics that have been working on your car for a number of years. And they do know better than the sales teams that talk about your maintenance schedules in your book. We may not know better than the engineers, but when you listen to the engineers, that's where we get our maintenance from, where they say, wait a minute, I know they're saying 10,000 miles on an oil change, but we don't recommend that on any engine. There's not an engineer in any of the big three or any of the major car manufacturers across the country that recommend 10,000-mile oil changes. So the expertise, so I want to talk more about that tomorrow, about maintenance. Of course, we keep having questions about windshield wipers. So we're going to cover a lot, whatever calls you guys have, situations you're dealing with. I brought my car here. They're telling me I need this or that. And I'm just I want a second opinion, which is something else Arts and Certified started doing this year. We just said, don't worry about anything. We'll give you a free second opinion. Bring it by. Don't worry about the diagnosis, any of that. We're going to take care of it. And as long as we can get to it within a reasonable amount of time, we don't have to pull anything apart, per se, and do extra long, extensive testing. We'll give you a second opinion for free of whether we think they're making an adequate decision on your vehicle or not.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. We'll spend a little time in the garage. It's going to be a blast, my friend.
Can't wait.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. See you. That is Stan Andruski. He is the car whisperer. I'm telling you, he's talking to your car. You may not even realize it, but Stan's ears are perked. Your car is whispering sweet nothings there. And Stan, he won't tell you, but I'll tell you. I've watched him. I really have, because, again, we demoted him from friend to family a long time ago. But I've been with him in the back, in the shops, and just watched him as he's listened to an engine and said, oh, you know, such and such is not where I can hear it. And even the other techs and everybody at Certified, man, they're all A-level techs. There's nobody back there that doesn't know what they're doing. And even they're like, well, I'm going to take some notes from Stan because...
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
He gets it. He gets it in a big, big way. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., in the garage with that man right there, Stan Andruski, on this very radio station, News Radio WRBA. 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. Yes, 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 we have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. We've got thunderstorms rolling in any moment now up here in the center of the universe. We now have, it looks like somebody turned the lights off. You know, we've gotten that dark sort of cover. The clouds are heavy, so it's going to be starting here any moment. I can tell you that. Where you are, I don't know. If you're seeing it, you know the deal, right? You can always hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You know, you got something going on in your neck of the woods, by all means, let me know. The good sheriff of Chesterfield County, Carl Leonard, a dear friend, a longtime dear friend, is, well, he's a little off when it comes to raising money for the Special Olympics of Virginia. He said he'll pretty much do anything. Remember the first year he came up with some crazy stuff? He took some sort of one-chip challenge. Was it Packy? I think it was Packy. And you have to sign medical waivers. And listen, I got to tell you something. Anything that involves me signing away my legal rights to hold you responsible for hurting me, no, I'm not on board with that. Sorry. But Carl did it to raise money for Special Olympics of Virginia. I think he's still recovering from eating that chip. We did team up. We got matching Special Olympics of Virginia tattoos. I didn't mind that at all. Mike Ivey from a Journey's End Tattoo Studio in Powhatan, who, by the way, I noticed yesterday put on his Facebook page that he's got openings tomorrow, Saturday. Now, let me tell you, if Heidi were here, I'd run out. I got to get a little color flame thing touched up a little bit. But anyway, I digress. But we got matching Special Olympics of Virginia tattoos because we raised, I think it was like $10,000 for Special Olympics of Virginia, or $15,000. And then, of course, we did it live on Facebook. This past fundraising cycle, what did we do? We walked on fire. 24 feet of burning, flaming, hot coals, Carl and I walked on. Now, Carl, because he's Carl, went one step further. He was dressed as Fred Flintstone. That was a leftover from the polar plunge. I did not have a matching Barney costume, so I just went dressed as me, and nobody knew. But we did that, and I thought that was great. This year, what do we do? What do we do? I keep coming back to alligator wrestling. Carl's not entirely on board with that. Carl is a roller coaster fanatic. I have a policy in my life. I rode one roller coaster one time when I was a small child, and I don't ever need to ride another one. So I don't think that's the best idea. And it's not just that I would not feel good about it. Oh, I'd be miserably ill, and it would probably damage my back, and it'd be all sorts of terrible things that would happen. But in addition to that, Carl would have fun doing it. So it doesn't count. It has to be something that pains both of us, or scares both of us. So a couple of new suggestions have come in. Somebody has suggested that we get in a shark cage, and there's more to it. Get in the shark cage, then have the shark cage lowered into the ocean where there are sharks. Oh, somebody has thought this one through. I could okay. Then somebody suggested, since we have so many haunted properties, people tell us they're haunted. My buddy McSloniker, who's a retired big-time police officer, he's really involved with this whole paranormal investigation stuff. And he said, you got to come out to some of this stuff, man. It's crazy how this stuff is really, really haunted. He believes in it. And I thought, well, what if we did like an overnight in one of these totally haunted locations to raise money for Special Olympics? And then somebody else suggested, well, what about this? What if you guys pitch a tent in a haunted cemetery and sleep out there overnight? Because that puts us closer to the zombies, I think. What do you think? Anybody? Hit me up. Seriously. James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are any of those tickling you? Is anybody listening to that going, hey, I'd pledge $100 to watch you guys spend a night in a haunted place where there's some vicious ghost? Yeah, I'd give you, Jeff, I'll give you $200 to sleep in the cemetery. 833-804-1140. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.